Turn with me, please, to the book of the Revelation, chapter 2. The book of the Revelation, chapter 2. The book of the Revelation, chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. Unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, who became dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Verse 10 is the one before us tonight. Fear none of those things that thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. The persecution of the believers, the hardship of the believers. That is what we read of here in verse 10. Turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. Verse 16. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep into the midst of serpents, of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in the synagogues. You shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. Gospel of John, chapter 15. Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world, the world would love you. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Chapter 16, verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Chapter 17, please. Verse 14. I have given them thy word, and the world hateth them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Our subject tonight, persecution of believers. And we would look at a few believers that have been persecuted. Little do we realize that, beloved, we are being persecuted right here in this great country. The persecution of the believers. Genesis chapter 40, please. Genesis chapter 40. Verses 14 and 15. Genesis 40, verses 14 and 15. Joseph is speaking. Think on me when it shall be well with thee. Show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed, I was stolen away out of the hand of the land of the Hebrews. Here also I have done nothing that they should put me in the dungeon. Here was a believer suffering for righteousness' sake. He had done nothing contrary to the will of God, but he was suffering. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. Verse 22. In fact, we might read from verse 19. I have always found this portion of the Word of God, shall I say, fascinating to me. Verse 19, then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a loud, lamentable voice, Daniel. That has always struck me as odd. He put Daniel in the den of lions, and then he comes the next morning and calls for him. Doesn't that seem odd to you? The lions were supposed to devour Daniel. But it seems to me that the king had a suspicion that the lions would not harm Daniel. And we read on. Verse 22, verse 21. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him, innocency was found in me, and also before thee. Another servant of the Lord, suffering because of good doing. Suffering because he had done no wrong. Book of Jeremiah, please, chapter 38. Jeremiah, chapter 38. Verse 6. Jeremiah 38 and verse 6. Then they took Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah, the son of Hamilah, that was in the court of the prison. They let down Jeremiah with cords, and in the dungeon there was no water but mire. Why was Jeremiah in the dungeon? What had he done? Nothing. He told the people the truth of God, and there he was in the dungeon. And we find many examples of this throughout the Word of God. Suffering for righteousness' sake. You remember that when we read chapter 2 and verse 10 in Revelation, it said, you shall have tribulation 10 days. And I believe that those 10 days refer to the 10 primitive persecutions. Persecutions that the believers underwent after the passing of the apostles during the Rome Empire rule. 10 different rulers of Rome persecuted the children of Israel. Among them, you will remember Nero, that great persecutor of the children of God. There is in Rome a Colosseum. That's a large place like the Yankee Stadium or the stadium you have here in Washington, where the games are played. Where they play football and baseball, and then they have night observations, night playing. Now, when we play the games here at night, we use the electric light, don't we? But back there in those days, they didn't have electric light. And they would burn candles, but the candles didn't give enough light. And they took believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, set them afire to give light for the games at night, suffering for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. Among those who lived at that time was a man named Chrysostom. And the pagan ruler, the Roman ruler, said to him, "I will take your riches." And Chrysostom replied, "My riches are in heaven." Then he said, "I will banish you from your friends." Chrysostom replied, "My best friend will never leave me." Then the Roman ruler said, "I will exile you from your country." And the Christian said, "Heaven is my home." Isn't that nice? In spite of persecution, relying upon God, depending upon God for deliverance. Are we being persecuted in the world today? Is there persecution in the world today? Is there persecution? Are we, the believers, being persecuted? First, let me call your attention to the fact there are 22 nations today that if you enter those nations with a Bible, you are subject to prosecution. You may be put in jail. You may even be killed. 22 such nations today in this world. Now let me read for you a little bit of some of what happens in various nations. I have several here. I'll only read a few. Afghanistan. We've heard of Afghanistan, the war going on there. Anyone who acknowledges faith in Christ experiences today intense persecution. Bangladesh. In July 2007, just last 2 years ago, Muslim visitors attacked and severely beat 41 former Muslim followers. There are so many here, I only want to read a few. Iran. We're hearing a lot about Iran today. In 2007, the government organized a highly coordinated crackdown that included the arrest and interrogation of Christians. Korea today persecutes Christians more than any other nation. There is persecution in the ranks today. But the question is there persecution in the United States, this great country, the land of the free and the home of the brave? Is there persecution here? And you'd be surprised at the answer. There is persecution in the United States. Some time ago, or let me preface it this way. Do you know that they are persecuting teachers who teach creation in the school system? There is one state, and the regulation is, we will not qualify you to teach unless you teach evolution. I remember my wife. Well, the same thing happened with me. You know, I was homeschooled before I went to public school. When I went to public school, I could read and write. And so with my last daughter, my wife taught her. My wife was a member of the Parent Teachers Association, and some of the teachers said to her, "Don't let that child go to kindergarten. She can read and write. She doesn't belong in kindergarten. Take her to the principal and let him examine her." And my wife took their advice and took Diane to the principal. Said, "My daughter, I have taught her to read and write. I don't think she should be in kindergarten." The principal examined her and he was amazed. He said, "Who taught her to read and write?" My wife said, "I did." "But you were not qualified." Can you imagine that? She has taught the child to read and write, but the principal says she's not qualified. You know why she's not qualified? And you know why they're against homeschooling? Because homeschooling will, in the case of many believers, they will teach their children the Word of God. They will teach them creation. And the educational people don't want their children, the young ones, to be taught creation. They want them to be taught evolution. I have some other information here. There are so many, I have to sort of hunt and seek. But the story is told, I have it on record, that a certain man objected to the teaching of evolution in the public school. Do you know what they did with him? They discharged a child from the school. And throughout the world, world of education, you are finding that they are against the Lord's people. We are being persecuted. And I have another portion here that I'd like to read. Oh, listen to this, beloved. The Supreme Court, in 1973, the court found that so-called right to personal privacy includes unrestricted access to abortion. The Supreme Court said it's all right to abort children. Do we have opposition? In 1985, the court overturned a law setting aside a moment of prayer in the public schools. No prayer in the public schools. Why, do you know when I went to school? Of course, that was a long time ago. Why, when we had assembly, the teacher would read the Bible. The principal would read either a proverb or a psalm. No more. And do you know that there are those who are saying that the national anthem, "One Nation Under God," there are those that are fighting hard to get that expression "under God" out. I ask you, are we being persecuted? In 2000, the court overruled a Texas law allowing high school students to pray. I'm a little slow. I have so many here, I don't know which ones to read and which ones to omit. Oh, and a serious one. Homosexuality. What does the Bible say? Check and see what the Bible has to say about homosexuality. They are passing a law in one state, I think it's the state of Massachusetts, according to which prejudice against a homosexual is the same as racial prejudice. Homosexuality should be allowed. Against God and against his people. Persecution after persecution. And then you have the Center for Law and Justice, in which people are proposing that the children be no longer trained at home. I have mentioned that. Then you have other areas where believers are being persecuted, where Christian principles are no longer stood for. The question arises, what are we to do in the presence of this sort of persecution? Persecution on all hands. Persecution where they don't want to license you if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I mentioned, I believe, a man who objected to the fact that they were teaching evolution in the school. He had a good job. They fired him from his job because he stood up for the truth of Jesus Christ. What are we to do under these circumstances? And here we will look at a few scriptures. Matthew chapter 5, please. What is to be our response to these anti-God people? Matthew chapter 5. Verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Oh, the tendency is for us to feel upset and get it. Don't get angry, beloved. Pray for them. They need our prayers. The educators in this land need our prayers. I might mention also, though it's not on the subject, the upcoming president needs our prayers. People are putting their trust in him. Oh, we're getting a new president. He's going to do this. The Bible tells me don't put your confidence in man. Find that in the Psalms. You find it in Jeremiah. And you find it in another book, can't remember the name. Don't you put your confidence in Mr. Obama. Put your confidence in God. Don't put your confidence in man. Put your confidence in God. Verse 44 of the same chapter. I say unto you, love your enemies. These people that hate us and would do away with us, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Did we get that, beloved? Don't get angry with these folks that are against us. Pray for them and bless them. And again, I go off the subject and say, please pray for Mr. Obama. He needs it in the worst way. The majority of people in this nation are looking to him for something. Don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in God. Pray for Mr. Obama. Pray for the rulers of this nation. They need it very much. Second Corinthians chapter 1. Second Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Timotheus, our brother, unto the church of God which is in Corinth, with all the saints which are in Achaia. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation. with all of these things going around, all these people opposing God and opposing us, let us take our comfort in the Lord. And as we have read, pray for these people. Psalm 138, please. Psalm 138. Verse 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. We are trusting in the living God. Don't be afraid of these people that are against God and against us. But as we have read, let us pray for them. They need our prayers. I'm about finished. What I have to say, you've already heard. There are those that are against God's people in this world. But put our trust in the living God. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 4. Ye are of God's little children, and have overcome them. Notice, he that is in you is greater than he that's in the world. Our God is greater than all these people and the Satan that's behind them. Let's keep our trust in him. They are opposing us. Many of them hate us. And some of them have already said they would like to crucify us. Right in, not in Africa, not in China, in this world, right here in this nation, there are those that are against us. I'm through. I have here a hymn. I will tell you one thing, young people. Don't get old. Stay young. You notice the difficulty I have in finding my own scriptures and reading my own handwriting? Isn't that amazing? Oh, what is the hymn that I have in mind? Yes. 584. Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the king? Who will be his helpers? Others to the Lord to bring. We are on the Lord's side. He that is in us is greater than he that's in the world. And with all the opposition that the world is offering, all the hatred and all the desire and working out laws against us, we are on the Lord's side. 584.